At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The less your business spends, the more margin you keep. But everything else costs more. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system that brings accounting, financial management, inventory, HR onto one platform. It reduces IT costs, and over 37,000 companies have already made the move. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
What's up? This your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Has a jury reached a verdict?
The presiding juror isn't here. She went to get a haircut.
Not just any haircut, Supercuts.
She's back.
There was no wait on the app, and there's a Supercuts right around the corner. And yes, the jury has reached a verdict. It's not just any haircut, it's Supercuts.
Wait times may vary.
Chemicrew, the badger is just beyond this brush. Ready, Tyler?
Tyler's getting a haircut.
A badger specialist is getting a haircut now?
Not just any haircut.
Supercuts!
And he's back.
There's a Supercuts right around the corner. I walked in and there was no wait. It's not just any haircut, it's Supercuts.
Welcome back to the third annual Poker Showdown.
Wait, this just in, our top contender is getting a haircut?
Not just any haircut, Supercuts.
And he's back.
I checked it on the app. Supercuts always gets me in and out. It's not just any haircut, it's Supercuts.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
I wanted to start off with Tim Tebow. We've had so many conversations. There have been so many different perspectives introduced about Tim Tebow and his opportunity to play on the Jacksonville Jaguars, his relationship with Urban Meyer. What type of impact would this have on how we look at Urban Meyer as a coach? You know, is this a joke going on in Jacksonville? It led me to believe with – If you guys were not aware out there, Tim Tebow has been released. He has been released from the Jacksonville Jaguars. I'm so interested to hear what you guys have to say about this. Did he have an opportunity? Did he? And I know people will say, you know, he was it fair? I'm wondering. And what it's worth, did he have a fair opportunity to make the team in Jacksonville?
Oh, he had more than a fair chance to make that team. And you know what's crazy, man, is when I sent y'all that video, I didn't know it was going to go viral like that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What you I just sent
it, and I'm just like, oh, my God, next thing you know.
That thing went viral.
It went viral real quick. Tebow just wasn't ready to play that position. Like, I don't care who you are, man. When you got to go block guys like Khalil Mack, T.J. Watt, and that's just two guys.
I mean, linemen can't block them.
Right.
No. They got to go block you. And I just, offensive linemen struggle to block these dudes. And you expect a former quarterback to do it? He was fighting uphill. He got himself cut. Urban Meyer didn't cut him. He had no choice. Like, when you watch that, to save credibility, I'm talking for Urban Meyer, within that team, he had no choice. He had no choice. And, you know, for Tebow, it sucks because you have a dream and you, oh, they're going to sign me as a tight end. Yes, I'm making the team. Guaranteed that's what he thought. And then when the pads came on, he probably said, oh, this is harder than I thought. Because what we saw on tape, guys have been doing that in practice every day to him. They've been doing that in practice every day. He wasn't even on special teams, LeVar.
Oh, wow.
He wasn't even on any special teams. He played zero special team snaps. So that lets you know you're a fourth string tight end. You on no special teams. You don't have a chance of making the team.
No chance.
Hey, we spoke about this Tim Tebow, you know, signing about what was it, 2 or 3 months ago?
We did.
And I went into my feelings and saying, you know, he didn't deserve the opportunity to get the opportunity to go to an organization and get another chance to play a position that he never played. I don't know how many quarterbacks in the National Football League can be converted to being a tight end and being successful. It's just one of those positions that, you have to be tough, man, first of all. He was getting down to three-point stands, blocking guys, and he was out there like a matador. It was an open gate. Mm. And they say, man, let's just get to the quarterback because this dude in front of me is basically a wet paper towel.
Mm.
Let's just, you know, call it what it is.
So they didn't have to go around him. They could go through
it. They can do whatever they wanted to.
Jeez.
They can do whatever they want to. But for him, he got another chance. He got another opportunity. You couldn't make the Jacksonville Jaguars football team playing tight end. So that's not really saying a lot, but if he couldn't make that team, and I don't think he really could have made any other, team, you know, playing that position. But we talked about Urban Meyer. What kind of coach is he going to be? He gave him an opportunity, just like you said. He didn't have a choice but to cut him. But listen, when you're going out there putting those kind of performances together, it just shows that. You know, you can't make a mockery of this business and in this league and the position that these guys are playing and how difficult it is to play those positions.
Yeah, all right, let me ask you this.
And I think he got a dose of it firsthand.
Let me ask you guys this, because I think you made some great points just then. In looking at it as making a mockery on, you know, giving him an opportunity to try to do it, as former players and now as people who analyze it and see it as former guys and experts, do you believe that Urban Meyer felt as though, you know, he was making a mockery of the game by Tebow being brought in? And as a player, how do you think that made them feel? How do you guys, like, what do you think the interpretation of it was? I guess what I'm trying to get to, was the damage already done when he brought him in and he actually was able to make it this far? Because there are a lot of guys out there that are super talented, gifted, that are sitting on couches, you know, wondering if they're going to get a call, if they're going to get an opportunity to try to prove it. I mean, we've heard some really, really insanely intense stories about, you know, guys being homeless, I will play football for food, different things like that, and they end up getting an opportunity, and it's like they make the team. They actually made the best of the opportunity. Tim Tebow gets the job. Everybody's talking crazy. He doesn't deserve it. He shouldn't be here, so on and so forth. I just wonder, if you're a player, how are you looking at Urban Meyer? Did he already do damage to himself in that locker room, possibly by even giving him as much of a chance as he's given to Tim Tebow before the releasing?
No, not, at least not for me. Dude, this world is built on who you know. Tim Tebow knew people which was Urban Meyer particularly, that was able to get him signed. And could that opportunity and should it have gone to someone else? Probably so, but it didn't. It didn't. It went to Tim Tebow. He didn't take advantage of it. You move on. It happens. Like, people, and you know, they're like, oh, he didn't deserve this opportunity. He did deserve it. He received it. He just didn't take advantage of it. It's just very simple. But after what you saw on tape, Urban Meyer had no choice. He had no choice. He had no choice. Mm. Tim Tebow got himself cut. Urban Meyer didn't cut him. Mm. Tim Tebow got himself cut. He had no choice. That locker, Urban Meyer's a first-year head coach. Man, that team would have been looking at Urban Meyer sideways like, coach, we do him like this in practice. Coach, this just happened in the game. But he had no choice. And so I wish Tebow the best. But, yeah, I'm not gonna step on a man when he's down. That physicality in them trenches is something else. I mean, these dudes are big. They're fast. They're strong. They hungry. They want it just as much as he does, but they've been doing this their entire life.
Right.
Whereas Tebow hadn't played in 10 years and you're trying to go play physical position, it wasn't in the cards for him. Mm.
Yeah. There was an opportunity for him to take advantage of, you know, the chance that he was given. But you just look at the physical toughness part of it. It just wasn't there. And me, having played 12 years in this business, I played at 6'6". I was 230 pounds. If somebody called me and asked me, do I want to play tight end in the National Football League, I know I can't play the position. I know what it takes to go out there and have success on Sundays and block these guys coming out of the court. I'm not standing in front of Khalil Mack and Joey Bosa for what?
Stand there in front of them. All they gonna do is run us over.
If my hand ever goes in the dirt, I'm finished. There's no way I'm playing tight in the National Football League.
That jump would have looked a trip to see one of y'all dudes put your hand down in the dirt. Mind?
Listen, I'm not saying that Urban Meyer made a mockery of the league. What I'm basically trying to say is that, listen, you gave him an opportunity to a position that we knew that he was going to have difficulty playing. And when you put him out there, it showed, and it made him look bad as a coach. But just like you just said, he had no choice but to let him go, because if you didn't, everybody would be walking around that locker room and that organization like, what are we trying to do here? Are we trying to, you know, get to winning the division and compete to win a championship? Or is this organization built on relationships and not putting the best players on the field? For those players that, you know, are trying hard and working their whole life to be a professional tight end, it was an opportunity lost for one of those guys. Just like TJ said, it's all about relationships and, you know, and life, and it's all about who you know. But for those guys that didn't get that opportunity, it was opportunity lost for them, mainly because of that reason.
But let me ask you guys this. Could there be a different angle, a different perspective to this? We all have coaches that we loved. We all have coaches that we hated, right? I mean, that would be a true statement, right?
No doubt.
Okay. I can think of coaches that I hated, and I lost opportunities or saw teammates lose opportunities for other reasons. And you know, I couldn't stand the way they communicated. I didn't believe them. I didn't trust them. And I just ultimately, you could tell that, you know, very few people, if any, bought into them. And looking at this situation with Urban Meyer, is there a possibility? Like, I look at it and I say to myself, I don't know what Urban Meyer is to them in the locker room right now. I know what he was to us, TJ, when we were seeing him in the avocado room at FS1.
Urban Meyer, cool,
he's
bro.
A dope dude. That is one dope dude. And the one thing that I could say is I could relate to him. Like, we were sitting there drawing up plays. We were talking. He was very engaged. He was not a matter-of-fact type of guy. I bought into him as a person when we were talking. I just wonder if
But does that mean you can buy into him as
okay.
a coach?
Okay, so here's where I'm going with this, right? We're looking at it as, you know, or it's being looked at the way you just said it, is he took an opportunity away from other people that were trying to get that job. We also said it's who you know before it is what you know. And I believe that statement is very true and very qualified. But if I'm buying into this person and I believe that this is a genuine person and someone that really, really has the best interest of what's going on in mind, why would it be beyond the realm of possibility to say, I'm going to give this dude a chance, even though his name is Tim Tebow, it's a big name, it's a known name, we know he was a quarterback. I'm giving him an opportunity because of the relationship that I have with him. And if he comes in here and he can prove by the way he runs, by his, like, physically looking, he looked good physique-wise, right? Like, he looked the part.
Everybody looked good. Everybody looked good in helmets and shorts.
But there's a lot of people that had looked like Conan and or looked like Tarzan, game like Jane. I mean, we've seen that repeatedly 100 times.
You want to look the part or you want to be the part?
Right. So what I'm saying is, is it possible that it could have been interpreted as, look, I'm going to work my tail off. If I get in good with Coach Meyer, then I'm going to always have an opportunity, whether it be as coming back to try to be a player, whether it means try to come back and be a coach. We all want that. Like, if we're all being honest, we all want to have the ability to say the relationships that I've built throughout my life. If I don't have them as advocates, as somebody that I can count on or they can count on me, I mean, look at us doing this show. You know what I mean? We leveraged each other to be able to do radio. You know what I mean? Like, we're not doing a show with people we don't know. This is a show of homies. We're friends. And the idea of if I was to choose somebody else first, if you were to choose somebody else first, if we were to choose somebody else first,
it would be someone I know.
Right. I'm not going to buck against that. And so to me, does that create a motivational factor? Like, man, I'm in this locker room, and if I take 2 seconds and I look at Tim Tebow and I'm like, man, that's Tim Tebow over there. Like, these dudes that I'm with right now had one of the most legendary moments in time in college football history together. There he is right there. He probably don't belong here. He probably shouldn't even be here. But, man, like, if I get tight with Urban Meyer – he's going to do right by me. Even he gave him a chance. Like, he wasn't going to make it. He didn't make it. He gave him a chance. Is there any way that you interpret that as saying that motivates me to want to be the guy that, you know what, there's a teaching lesson here. There's a learnable lesson here. Maybe Tebow didn't deserve it. And maybe somebody else did. But you know what? Because of my trust for Tim Tebow as his former coach, and you gave me no reason by your workouts, you gave me no reason to believe that you didn't deserve to have the opportunity to try and make the team, that, you know, this is how this whole thing works. And I'm going to take this thing seriously with Urban Meyer because he treats me the same way. Like, he treats me as a person. He doesn't just treat me as a number on the field. He actually knows my name. It actually matters to me, you know, or to him who I am. Those are the coaches that we've always loved. I've never respected a coach that made me feel like I'm just a player and he's just a coach. Never done it. Never have, never will.
And a coach would never treat you that way either, though, because you were a good player.
That's not true.
That's not true at all.
What?
No.
Oh, my God. Y'all crazy.
I experienced it, TJ. I experienced it.
Oh, okay. Towards the end of your career then, when they felt you couldn't play anymore?
I mean, I've experienced it in college. Me and Joe weren't always on the best of terms. Me and Joe, in fact, there's crazy stories about that's documented of me and Joe's relationship.
That's why Penn State sucks.
No, come on, man. Hey, come on, man. Hey, look here, man.
Let's just call it what it is.
Are you kidding me?
Dude, that's why y'all suck.
Oregon State, but hey, I ain't gonna lie to you. That's probably why we didn't win a championship.
When you're a good player, man, coaches and just they treat you different. You get away with certain things that you shouldn't get away with.
But that's the point. You know, if a coach is treating you good because you can play, or they're treating you good because they genuinely are people who believe in people. That's what I'm trying to say.
Urban Meyer believes in people.
Yes,
but this is the thing, though. Urban Meyer, because of his relationship with Tebow and what Urban Meyer saw when he coached him, the leadership, the desire, the heart, the want to. He said, you know what? I can give him a chance. because I know he's going to give it all. He's going to give it his all. I know that for a fact. If he's not good enough, he's just not good enough. But that desire and want to, I'm not going to question that because I know he's going to give it to me.
Yeah, from all accounts, from everything that I've heard, Tim Tebow is one of the hardest workers in practice and games and all that. And just like TJ said, he knew that he was going to come in the door and give 110%. And with that, you know, 110% being given, you know, he was going to decide his own fate. Mm. You could just look at it and see that, you know, he just wasn't an NFL tight end. But as far as what LeVar was just talking about, me and Tom Coughlin didn't have a great relationship. I mean, it was open in the public and people knew that. We didn't have a great relationship. But I think it was the exact opposite of what Urban Meyer and Tim Tebow had. We didn't really get along from a personal standpoint. But on Sundays, he knew that we had the same goal in mind, and that was to compete and win, to compete to win the world championship. Monday through Saturday, we didn't really talk. We didn't have a great relationship. But he knew that on Sundays, the number 17 and Coach Coughlin, we had to come together because the team's goals were bigger than our own personal challenges. And I think that was one of the things that I experienced. And the common goal of trying to win together.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
If I could eat bacon for every meal, I think I would. I don't think I would. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, brunch. My love for bacon is no joke. My wife, who I love as much as bacon, says I would even put bacon in cereal if I could.
You know, I thought that I knew what good bacon was. Turns out, nope, I was wrong. Because then I tried Wright brand bacon, and honestly, I was speechless. And you know, it takes a lot to get me speechless, Pauly, but it was mind-blowing how good it was. And now here I am, a man that's been eating bacon his whole life, like it's his job, and I've never tried bacon like this before.
We're talking about number one, thick-cut, flip-your-whole-world-upside-down bacon, man.
Everything from the thickness of it to how it's actually real wood smoked just makes it taste unbelievable. It's really indescribable. I can't do it justice. And you should really just try it for yourself.
Yeah, don't be average. You're better than that. Do yourself a favor and get some Wright brand bacon in you. I'm getting upset. Experience bacon the right way. Wright brand bacon.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
you know, overshadowed our personal relationship.
Love that. That's Plexico Burress tying a Super Bowl champ, Plexico Burress, with Super Bowl champ Tom Coughlin. That's T.J. Hushmanzada. He didn't get a Super Bowl, but that's all right. It's okay, T.J. You know, you still had a good career. I'm LeVar Arrington. This is the Dan Patrick Show. It's crazy when you get a good shot back, right? You saw how I clapped back on you. Don't ever talk about Penn State like that, boy. All right, this is the Dan Patrick Show.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern, or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey guys, as former NFL players, we love to show support to our fellow players, whether we lined up alongside of them or went head-to-head with them each Sunday. Am I right? No doubt. Off the field and after our playing days is done, it's great to see so many NFL athletes doing great things outside of the game. Yeah, and that's why I love what the guys at Legends Brand are doing. Legends is an athlete-owned apparel brand based in Los Angeles, making premium performance apparel that fits the needs of the modern athlete. And the ownership group includes NFL stars past and present like Baker Mayfield, Willie McGinnis, Bradley Chubb, and Pro Bowl cornerbacks Mikey Davis and Marlon Humphrey. And even entertainment icon Quavo is part of the group, so you know it's fire. So visit legends.com and cop that hottest gear popping up all over the place, including on today's top athletes and in pro locker rooms everywhere. Use code GAME20, that's GAME20, and save 20% on your first order. That's legends.com, promo code GAME20.
It's finally here, the big game, and DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of Super Bowl 56, is giving new customers 56-1 odds on either team. Bet just $5 and get 280 in free bets if your team wins. Plus, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in New York. That means you can bet from almost one-third of the country. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. New users sign up with code UPONGAME and get 56-1 odds on either team. Bet just $5 and get 280 in free bets if your team wins. That's code UPONGAME only at DraftKings Sportsbook. 21 plus minimum age and location requirements vary by jurisdiction. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for full list of requirements and state-specific responsible gaming resources. Void where prohibited. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In Tennessee, call or text in TN Redline 1-800-889-9789. In Connecticut, call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org/chat. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
This episode is brought to you by DirecTV Stream. Introducing DirecTV Stream, the best of live TV and on demand, which means you can get all your favorite sports, movies, and shows together, so you can watch new episodes of your favorite reality shows live or binge old episodes on demand. Either way, get ready for some drama. And the best part? DirecTV Stream has no annual contract. DirecTV Stream. Get your TV together at DirecTV.com. Requires high-speed internet and compatible device. Content varies by package and location. Restrictions apply.
One owner that Plexico is very close to had some very, very, very poignant comments about the taunting rule and the emphasis on it this year. Let's take a listen, and I want to hear what you guys think once we get out of this soundbite.
The taunting emphasis, what were the conversations about that among you guys?
Yeah, I mean, that's something we discuss every year in the competition committee. We get kind of sick and tired of the taunting that does go on from time to time on the field. We've tried to balance the sportsmanship with allowing the players to have fun, and there's always a fine line there, but none of us like to see that, and it's just a question of whether you can have rules that can be enforced and without taking the fun out of the game, too. But nobody wants to see a player taunting another player. I know I certainly don't, and I think the rest of the members of the competition committee feel the same way.
All right. Now, John Mara, I got to know him. I think he's a fine man. Treated me and my family well. I enjoyed my time in New York. But let's start off with you, Plexico, because you know him the best out of all of us. You guys share a Super Bowl title together. What is your take on this? Because it could be interpreted a whole lot of different ways. I'll tell you that.
Right. Listen, I would like to think that I have a good relationship with John Mara. He's a great man, great organization, and you know, this thing kind of goes two ways with me. The personal taunting to a player, I understand. I understand that part of it. But the run that Benny LeMay made on Saturday with the Miami Dolphins, and he carried the whole defense like 15 yards, and he gets up and he's excited for what he just done. Those plays I do not agree with, because this man is excited. He's having fun. He's not taunting a single player, yet he gets a unsportsmanlike conduct 15 yards, and it's a penalty for getting up and being excited. But the personal taunting to a player, I can understand that. If it's egregious enough to where it's disrespectful to that player and his family or whatever that gesture may be, I can understand that. But the NFL owners and the coaches, who are the biggest advocates for this rule, those will be the ones that get hurt the most. Because in crucial situations of a football game, you're going to get excited. Those are the emotions that you can't control, and they're going to be losing football games because those 15-yard penalties in the fourth quarter or what have you are going to knock teams out of field goal range, and they're going to lose football games because of it. And then I want to hear the tune of these NFL coaches and owners, what they have to say about it then, because those are the emotions that you can't control, because you understand what I'm saying. You guys play the game.
But what if somebody told you that you need to have more control when you have those situations take place?
I play the game from a passionate point.
It's so funny that you mentioned that, because I recall you doing that. You do a golf outing with him now. One of the most historic taunts I've ever seen was when you was messing with Smoot out there on the field
all day long.
Now y'all best friends.
I want players on my team who are going to go out and be passionate and be excited to play this game. But I can understand what John Mayer is saying. The personal egregious taunting to a player, I can understand that. But I want players on my team, as an owner and as a coach, who going to go out and be passionate and show that raw emotion and be excited for what
they're
doing.
But is what you're saying taunting, or is that just celebrating?
No, the run that Benny LeMay made the other day for the Miami Dolphins, that is not taunting. That rule needs to be thrown out of the NFL this year immediately, because he's just showing raw emotion for making a good play.
What do you think, TJ?
Man, it's a BS rule that they're trying to emphasize. That's what I think. Mm. Like, come on, man. Like, are you serious? There's such a huge age divide. These owners are older. Man, these kids want to have fun. They're not even kids. These grown men are playing a kid's game. They want to have fun. If it crosses the line, I'm sure that penalty is deserving. But for the most part,
what's crossing the line in your book? Because you were a fiery player. Did you ever get any taunting calls?
When we played, you can almost do damn near whatever. Right. So no. But would I be getting taunting calls now? Yeah, I wouldn't even. They would probably kick me out the league now, because you can't even have fun, really. You can't say certain things. This is what I want to see, though. Tom Brady taunts a lot.
He does.
I guarantee you they won't throw a flag on Tom Brady. I guarantee you they won't.
Tom Brady is a taunter.
He taunts a lot.
Yes, he is.
I guarantee Tom Brady.
Phillip Rivers was a taunter.
Phillip Rivers would taunt the mess out of you.
There's some notorious taunters at the quarterback position.
And so, bet money.
Call that different strokes for different folks.
Exactly.
Yeah, but rules are rules, though.
Exactly. And so,
I don't start that this morning.
Rules are rules.
We done been down this road already.
So what I'm trying to say is, when rules are rules, then
let's enforce them for everybody.
That means you got to enforce them with everybody.
Man, but we know that these rules don't apply to certain people.
Well, say who they are.
You just named two of them.
Who are these people?
You just named a couple.
Well, Phillip Rivers isn't playing any longer.
That's true.
J.J. So, Watt is a taunter.
No.
Everybody taunts you for the most part. It's a game and you're having fun.
What do you guys think?
Let's clean up some of these bad calls. Oh. That's what they need to clean up.
That's
what they need to clean up.
Referees do insert themselves pretty much in game. Let me ask you guys this. Why do you think the intensity? Because, listening to John Mara and his statements, You know, he said, we're tired of seeing guys talking. We're tired. Like, we're talking about gestures, right? Like, think about this. You guys are addressing this from a gestures, like reactionary deals. He said, we're tired of seeing the talking. What, like, are they hearing something we're not hearing? Or are they? Because here's my thing, right? Let's be clear, because in some cases, we're going to be real on the DP.
He didn't say the talking. He didn't say talking.
Oh, he said talking.
No, he did not. It was taunting.
No. He said.
Yes, trust me.
Run it back again. Run it back again.
Trust me.
Oh, well, this is what radio is about. Like, he said talking. But once I prove to you that Penn State airs are better than Oregon State airs, then we're going, I'm going to finish making my point. You got it? Go ahead. Let it run again.
Taunting emphasis. What were the conversations?
No, hold on. That's the reporter. Don't let him talk.
I mean, that's something we discuss every year in the competition committee. We get kind of sick and tired of the taunting that does go on from time to time.
Hold on.
He just said it.
Sportsmanship with allowing the players to have fun, and there's always a fine line there. But none of us like to see that, and it's just a question of whether you can have rules that can be enforced and without taking the fun out of the game too. But nobody wants to see a player taunting another player. I know I certainly don't. I think the rest of the members of the competition committee feel the same way.
He did say taunting.
See, yeah, those Penn State ears aren't ready. That's the problem.
Son of a gun! Totally killed my point.
Hey, he did. He kept saying, hold on.
Hey, can y'all
see, when I listen
can
to
y'all
something,
reconfigure I... that so that he says talking instead of taunting?
So that's the key. You have to listen.
Then that changes it a little bit for me, because to me, I almost feel, and I'm not even going to make my point, because at the end of the day.
I want to hear your point. Go ahead, even though you were wrong.
Here's my point. Because all right. We're hinting at the fact that a Tom Brady or a Phillip Rivers or a J.J. Watt isn't going to get called for taunting penalties. I look at that as those are mega stars, but it just happens to be.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
If I could eat bacon for every meal, I think I would. I don't think I would. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, brunch. My love for bacon is no joke. My wife, who I love as much as bacon, says I would even put bacon in cereal if I could.
You know, I thought that I knew what good bacon was. Turns out, nope, I was wrong. Because then I tried Wright brand bacon, and honestly, I was speechless. And you know, it takes a lot to get me speechless, Pauly, but it was mind-blowing how good it was. And now here I am, a man that's been eating bacon his whole life, like it's his job, and I've never tried bacon like this before.
We're talking about number one thick-cut, flip-your-whole-world-upside-down bacon, man.
Everything from the thickness of it to how it's actually real wood smoked just makes it taste unbelievable. It's really indescribable. I can't do it justice. And you should really just try it for yourself.
Yeah, don't be average. You're better than that. Do yourself a favor and get some Wright brand bacon in you. I'm getting upset. Experience bacon the right way. Wright brand bacon.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Connected to something else. We do realize the word that is shot out there so much on the football field.
Yes.
We do know this.
Yes.
We do, like whether he said taunting or talking, my idea of it is that is a word that makes people very, very uncomfortable. And just to get you guys put it in context, if somebody's talking trash, they use the ninja word. Like, you know, like, yeah, like ninja this, hey, ninja that, ninja, right. Ninja, you punk ninja, you know, soft ninja, ninja hey, that,
the,
right?
The language that is used on the football field is Sundays between
it's relatable
1 and 4 p.m.
It's very relatable to where we come from.
It's unbelievable the things that come out of people's mouths on Sunday.
Hey, turn a rap song on. Hey, that's what you hear.
And it's almost like you get a pass between 1 p.m. and 4 p.m. to basically say whatever the hell you
want
to say.
Dude, this should not be a point of emphasis. Hey, it's going to cost somebody.
Hey,
it's
like
going
to
cost them.
For me, that's the point.
The personal justice, I understand. But there's no way I could have played the game of football without talking trash. But for me, it was a psychological advantage. If I could get the player to focus on me and have this personal battle with myself, so, you know, maybe later in the game, he'd be so worried about me that he blows a coverage because he's so worried about me. Just like LeVar said, I remember talking trash with Smoot. Me and Smoot were out there talking trash on the run play, and the running back was going down the sideline, and I pointed at Tiki Bob and said, look,
it's the funniest.
My guy's going down the sideline.
It's one of the funniest joints I ever seen because I'm standing there watching it. Fred, he talked so bad to Smootie that Smoot wasn't even paying attention to the play. He was so caught up into trying to get – because Smoot might be the best smack talker ever, by the way. He might be one of the greatest. And Plex had him so in his head, he didn't even see the play taking place. He had talked so bad to him. All right, well, I'm sure this is a conversation that will come up as we move forward. I think it's a pretty interesting one because there could be some cultural undertones that are connected to this. As we kind of stated.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a new podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Hushmanzada, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Hi, I'm Flo from Progressive. Being a baseball fanatic like me can be stressful. It's not all sports points and touchdowns. So Progressive is going to help you take your mind off your team for a moment. Instead of thinking about how they missed that goal point score, think about the Name Your Price tool from Progressive letting you choose coverage options based on your budget. Unlike your team that missed the end zone net area. Well, anyway, hope this distraction about Progressive's Name Your Price tool was helpful. It sure kept me from thinking about all those penalty balls. Yay, sports!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org.
brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council. Look through your children's eyes to see the true magic of a forest. It's a storybook world for them. You look and see a tree. They see the wrinkled face of a wizard with arms outstretched to the sky. They see treasure in pebbles. They see a windy path that could lead to adventure. And they see you, their fearless guide through this fascinating world.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Fellas, we have been having the conversation about one Mac Jones and how that applies to Cam and getting in. Now, the interesting thing about that scenario, again, is you're talking about a guy in Cam who comes in under some of the most extreme, maybe the most extreme circumstances probably known to the history of the National Football League, which is to take over for Tom Brady as the starting quarterback. And now, a year removed from that taking place, they hire a new employee for the job, for the position. And that turns into the conversation of who will start. This is a competition. We don't know who's going to get it. But I do believe that Cam is the guy, as you mentioned, Plex. He is the guy that is going to be the one that has to lose the job versus Mac Jones winning the job. Now, as that applies to this topic that we're going to get into now, which I'm waiting and waiting and waiting to be able to hear what these odds are that we got going on. We may not get them, so we might just go right into the conversation. But I'll tell you this. If I'm measuring and I'm weighing all of the incoming rookies that are not the shoe-in starters like a Zach Wilson or, you know, I don't know. Listen, Urban says that it's not decided. I think it is decided in Jacksonville. So Trevor Lawrence will start. But I guess this is a more interesting approach rather than just saying who will be the starter. Do we see, is it feasible, is it sensible to have the debate as to who will have the best season as a rookie quarterback for this year? Hold on. Before you answer.
You say that's easy, huh?
Let's hear the odds.
Based off what I've saw.
This is from give me the show, Lee. It's straight out of Vegas that this soundbite came from. Take a listen to this, and then we're going to jump into this topic of conversation.
Which quarterback did you change your mind about the most? Either upgraded him because of what you saw or downgraded him?
Justin Fields upgrade, but I say that with a caveat. That was against second and third stringers when he was really starting to be his most productive.
With Justin Fields, I got to be honest, I'm not sure that we've learned a lot. And I know there's a lot of optimism. And Justin Fields, for example, is the one quarterback who had a big uptick in his odds. Entering this weekend, Justin Fields to start game one for Chicago had less than a 20% chance. And now he has a 33% chance. So from 19% to 33%, that's the only quarterback with a major leap.
Now, Justin Fields impressed. It was against backups for the most part. He did have some tense moments, some rookie moments that took place. But, you know, I think we've all been pretty high on Justin Fields and what we believe his trajectory is as a starter or as a player in this league. Who do you guys think will have the best rookie year out of all of these rookie quarterbacks? Who do you think?
Man, that for us to sit up here and name a guy, we're probably going to be wrong. It's so many of them. Yeah, you're going to be wrong too. It's so many.
Oh, dang.
It's so many of them. You just don't know. Number one.
It's only four or five, TJ.
That's a lot. When you're playing as a rookie, number one, you're playing as a rookie for a reason. The team is not very good. You were drafted fairly high, so that's showing you the team isn't very good. And so you just don't know who would have the best season based off of one preseason game against backups.
I'm not basing it off of that. When I give my opinion, I'm not basing it off of one game, but go ahead.
I mean, but I'm going to give you an answer.
Okay. So you just qualified your answer is what you're saying. Like you just played
defense. Just in case he's wrong.
You played defense to say that. We should be wrong, but if I happen to be right, here's my pick.
I'm going to give you who I believe is going to have the best rookie season, but I mean, this is just basically pulling straws here and just hoping I get lucky.
Okay.
Really, to be honest with you, I think that's just what it is. I thought leading into the season, before the draft, I said the quarterback that goes to the 49ers will have the most successful career because I believe Shanahan is a really good coach. But I believe Trevor Lawrence will have the best rookie season.
Okay. You want to give a reason why? You want to leave it there? Or
number one, he's going to be starting out the gate. He's the for sure starter. I do know that. So from a statistical standpoint, he will be out there week one starting. Right, we can't say that about any other quarterback with the exception of Zach Wilson.
Okay.
Well, I guess I can say that you're correct in that aspect of it. But based off of what I've, saw on Saturday from all four quarterbacks, Zach Wilson, Trey Lance, Justin Fields, and Trevor Lawrence.
Damn, you ain't even throwing Mac Jones in there, huh?
Mac Jones.
Who?
Hey, I just said that it was Cam Newton's job to lose. I'm going to say Justin Fields is going to have the best rookie season based off of what I saw on Saturday. Here's why. We're not even talking about from a performance standpoint yet. When he got to the press conference after the game, they asked him a question. He said, you know what?
It's slow to me.
The game is slow to me.
Yeah,
that's
going
to change.
I heard him.
And you
that
know
will
what
change.
And you know what that tells – it's going to change, but you know what that tells me?
He ain't tripping.
Right.
He ain't tripping at all.
He's able to diagnose defenses.
He should have never said – he should have never said that.
It's bulletin board.
He understands coverages. He knows where the ball is going when he puts that foot in the ground.
I agree with that.
He can diagnose coverages. To me, Trevor Lawrence looked like a deer in headlights at times. It looked like the game was too fast for him. Now, granted, okay, you can say that he played against starters. I understand that.
But they didn't game plan him. This was not a game plan, so it shouldn't even matter.
It just didn't look like to me that he understood coverages or whatever was going on. He made a couple good throws, but he was very uncertain about where the football should have gone because it just looked like to me the game was too fast for him. Based on a skill set, I think they have basically the same skill set in being able to be mobile and get out of the pocket. But for me, Justin Fields, it just jumped off of the page when he got out of the pocket. You know, he was just, cruising around. It looked easy to him. And for me, some of the throws that he made, the back shoulder fade down the sideline, making
– I mean, he was
throws.
Playing against guys that's getting cut, though.
That's what you so now we're not giving those guys no credit.
But see, but you just said you're not going to base what you're saying topic-wise off of what's going on right now.
TJ's not.
Right. So
I'm just going against his argument.
Opening day starter, the best option for the Chicago Bears
is going to be Justin Fields.
It's going to be Justin Fields.
I agree with that.
Without a doubt.
But they're not going to do that. They are going to start Andy Dalton first.
Trevor Lawrence may have better stats, more completion percentages, more touchdowns. He plays in Jacksonville. The weather's going to play a major part in that. But from a franchise standpoint right now, I cannot say – based on the performance that I saw on Saturday, that Trevor Lawrence is going to be a better quarterback than Justin Fields.
Justin Herbert didn't start the season off and ended up winning Rookie of the Year. I mean, I know he got in there pretty early, but he did not start to begin the season. Listen, Andy Dalton is going to – he is going to also have to play himself out of his position for Justin to get that opportunity. I don't see Andy Dalton holding him off very long, and I do believe – I've already told you guys I'm high on Justin Fields. I'm super high on Justin Fields. And for no other reason than I believe when you're a rookie quarterback, you have to learn so much about what your offensive schemes, the variations, the nuances of what you have to do, reading coverages and reading where where your receivers are going to be, the timing of everything. But I think the one thing that we've seen historically is if you can run you can create an opportunity to buy time to know where those windows of opportunity are. Justin Fields has shown a
That's
consistency.
That's only going to last so long, though, man.
Yeah,
you can't run all game.
Well, you can do it. You can run all game your rookie year. I watched RG3 do it.
Right, you can run when it's the right opportunity.
I watched Lamar Jackson do it in his second season.
I mean,
he did it at the end of his rookie year. I've watched Lamar Jackson do it.
Lamar Jackson is a special runner, man.
So is Justin Fields.
Isn't Trevor Lawrence like a 4-4 quarterback or something?
I wouldn't say Trevor Lawrence, but he can run mid four or five. But that doesn't translate in Trevor Lawrence's game. Trevor Lawrence isn't showing you that he's going to be this quarterback that is going to do it through being mobile.
You know what's going to handcuff Trevor Lawrence, and I this is just my opinion, is that offensive coordinator Schottenheimer, man. When he was in Seattle, they let him go. They didn't like what he was doing.
I played for Shotty.
I was with him at the beginning.
And that's what I'm saying. And I've never played for him, but I just know he's been fired a ton.
Yeah.
He was in Indianapolis with Andrew Luck. We know how that went. He was an offensive coordinator for Mark Sanchez when I was in the Jets.
Lord.
So let's give down Brian Schottenheimer's resume. He was with me in the Jets 2011. Mark Sanchez was the quarterback. He went to the Indianapolis Colts with Andrew Luck, I believe it was.
Would you want him ruining your rookie quarterback?
Oh,
right.
Here you go.
He left Andrew Luck, and he went to Seattle, and he was the offensive coordinator with Russell Wilson. Now this is his fourth offensive coordinator position.
Would you want him grooming your rookie quarterback?
And now he is the offensive coordinator for Trevor
Jacksonville
Lawrence.
Does. Hey, I'm glad y'all brought that up, because even though I'm high on Justin Fields, what I was getting to is I believe that Zach Wilson is going to have the best year of all of the rookies. I don't believe he's going to have the best career, but I think he's going to have the best rookie season out of all of the rookies that are out there right now in the field. And it's purely based upon the coaching DNA of LaFleur coming in and being his offensive coordinator.
I like that.
And Saleh being the head coach. I think Saleh is going to make sure that this defense is as stout as it can possibly be. I think that they are going to approach this in a very similar manner as to how they did things in San Francisco and how things are being done in Green Bay. And ultimately, if you think about what took place in Washington when RG3 and Kirk Cousins came in as rookies to that team, they took a lot of pressure off of a lot of thinking work out of the game for RG3, and he had one of the most legendary rookie seasons that a rookie has ever had. So I think that they will search for that balance. I really do think that there is a code to success for a rookie quarterback when they have the balance that those types of offenses present, that RPO style, zone type of RPO run/pass option.
The New York Jets don't have RPO style.
Yeah, but
Saleh was out there with a fullback in the I formation. This guy's 5'8", and he's getting under center.
I don't believe that that's going to be how they do things as they get into the season. I think they certainly will.
They're not going to run an RPO style with a.
It's going to be a zone.
It's going to look very similar to what the 49ers run,
which
is
a zone.
Don't run
it's a stretch
RPO.
Zone.
So
when I say RPO, the RPO was there for RG3 in his rookie year. So I'm basing reference off of the style of offense. It's still the same structure of the offense. It's just not going to be based off of him running versus passing. But it is a zone style offense.
Hey, Plexico, you still didn't answer me. Would you want Schottenheimer grooming your rookie quarterback?
Well, he said no, basically.
Absolutely not.
He said no, basically, without saying it.
Hell no.
You know, and it concerns me when Urban Meyer comes out and says we're playing too slow. You the head coach, bro. Like, tell him to pick it up. What are you doing?
Right.
I think Zach Wilson is the guy, and I don't think he's going to have as much pressure. I mean, the market will call for pressure. He's going to deal with a lot of pressure because he's in New York.
Oh, my goodness.
But with that being said, he is probably the most qualified in terms of he's not going to be partying. The things that can suck you under in New York is not going to be a part of Zach Wilson. And other than the being on the tabloids and how the media handles things. I don't think he's going to get sucked in. I don't think he's going to get sucked in.
I just don't. You just said that.
I mean, I was there in New York for a moment.
Whether he gets sucked in or not, can the man play the quarterback position?
Yeah, I think he can. I think he can.
He can.
I don't know, but
based off what I saw the other day, I don't understand why he was under center as much as he was being his stature at the position. What is he, 5'8", 5'9",
and they're in the I-4 plex?
In a 6'2".
Yeah.
There's no way this guy's 6'2", man.
Yeah, you see him in person, he's 6'2", bro.
All I know is Zach Wilson is my pick to have the best rookie year. I do believe that Justin Fields will have the best career out of all of them. And, yes, I do not have a whole lot to base that off of in terms of playing the NFL, and I do not wish to base what I'm saying off of that. I'm just saying watching these guys in college and seeing what they could do once they got out there, I believe that that's my call on it. But, you know, that's going to continue to play out.
Get right to the romance and find the way to wow this Valentine's with 1-800-Flowers.com. From classic roses and bouquets to decadent chocolate-covered berries, gourmet treats, and more, surprise your Valentine with 1-800-Flowers.com. Right now, get the 18-stem Enchanted Rose Medley for $39.99 or upgrade to 24 red roses for $10 more. Go to 1-800-Flowers.com/tune in. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/tune in.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite, great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without finger sticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.